President Obama says there's much more to do on the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. President Obama is holding a press conference right now on the economy. What to do to get people buying things again, and most importantly, how to get people back to work. Now, one thing he did do today was name a new top economic advisor, Austin Goolsbee, who was Mr. Obama's economic advisor in his campaign. The president also blamed the Bush administration for what he called a huge hole.
These policies of cutting taxes for the wealthiest Americans, of stripping away regulations that protect consumers, running up a record surplus to a record deficit, those policies finally culminated in the worst financial crisis we've had since the Great Depression.
The president just moments ago at the White House. With us live from our Washington studio right now is Marketplace's Scott Tong. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
How did the president describe how his administration is going to dig the country out of this hole?
Well, he reiterated what he's been saying all week. The president wants to spend money to build roads and infrastructure, $50 billion worth of money, and he's proposing to give businesses two big tax breaks. Number one, to do research and development, and number two, to let companies that invest in new equipment write those costs off immediately instead of over several years. Now, as far as his narrative, the president said more than once that he inherited an economy, in his words, tipping over a cliff. And what he did is came in and helped prevent a depression. He said 750,000 jobs have been created this year. Not enough, but he says his administration is moving the country in the right direction, Steve.
And how doable will those programs be to get through, Scott?
Well, this is Washington, and there's an election going on, so not easy. The president said next month he anticipates a battle with Republicans over tax cuts. The White House wants to extend them for what they consider the middle class, but not for the wealthiest.
And what I've got is the Republicans holding middle class tax relief hostage because they're insisting we've got to give tax relief to millionaires and billionaires to the tune of about $100,000 per millionaire.
Now, during the question, Steve, the president denied that his administration has responded late to this crisis, as some have said. He said, quote, "We are hardly Johnny-come-latelys to this recession." And finally, he also talked up the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that was created by the new financial reform law. He said it would help consumers, but he was cagey on who he will nominate to head it up.
But he did mention Elizabeth Warren by name, so, and as did reporters.
He did.
So we will.
But
we'll...
he said, we will... We'll keep you posted on who we nominate.
That's right. That's right. To be continued, as he said.
Yep.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong reporting from Washington. Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now by under 0.5%. NASDAQ's flat. The S&P up about 0.25%. The Dow up 0.2%. 19 points at 10,435. European shares pretty much ended the day mixed. Asian shares were higher today, and they closed higher today on positive economic news out of Japan. That country reported the economy there isn't as weak as earlier thought. We got word today wholesale inventories in July surged to their highest level in a couple of years. That's a good sign. Companies that sell things are thinking they may need to add to their stock.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
Now to our series on how the recession and the recovery are being felt in the heartland. Lots of Americans live in the flight path of an airport. But then most of those planes take off and land during the day. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson found an airport in Tennessee where the real action happens at night. And residents, well, they don't seem to mind.
That might sound like an airport runway, but it's actually a leafy residential neighborhood in Memphis called Cooper Young, and it's right in the flight path of Memphis International, home of FedEx.
It's been going on so long, you just don't even think anything about it. It's like living next to a railroad track, I guess.
I caught up with Steve Crayer taking the garbage out at his Cooper Young home. That's just a few miles north of the airport.
I'd hate to think what Memphis would be like if FedEx wasn't here.
That's easy for Crayer to say. He's one of the 32,000 Memphians who work for the city's top employer slash noisemaker, FedEx. His neighbor, Kip Gordon, isn't.
Can you sleep through it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And at this point, honestly, I've been here so long with it that I think if it stopped, I might have problems sleeping.
In fact, University of Memphis sociologist Phyllis Betts told me it's as if FedEx CEO Fred Smith can do no wrong here.
Fred Smith is like the biggest thing next to Elvis.
Well, if that's the case, then I'm going to Graceland, the main FedEx sorting facility at Memphis International. The action starts every night around 11 p.m. FedEx VP John Donovan has invited me up to the company's control tower.
Total aircraft inbound tonight will be about 144. I think it's right about 1.6 million packages is what we'll sort tonight.
All those planes coming in from as far away as Hong Kong land within a couple of hours, making this the world's busiest cargo airport. The planes are unloaded and all the packages are swiftly sorted through a matrix of conveyor belts. After that, they're loaded onto different planes, and around 2 a.m., it's takeoff time. The airport authority says it gets about 12 complaints a year about the noise, though a spokesman joked, most airports get at least 12 noise complaints a day. In Memphis, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Jeremy asked everyone he met in Tennessee whether they're seeing signs of the recovery. Check out the slideshow, hear their voices, and share with us what you think at our website, marketplace.org. And finally, all the business news in a Marketplace Minute. Here's Bill Radke.
The head of HP, Mark Hurd, we don't know what exactly occurred. Suspicious expenses, flimsy defenses, the board wasn't taking his word. So then Oracle said in reply, we'll take him, Hurd's a great guy. Now, as of this writing, the two firms are fighting, and I still have no idea why. Then there's BP's claim they're not solely to blame for the leaking that came from the rupture and flame, and there's more fiscal drama surrounding Obama because he's defending an increase in spending, and if he relaxes some corporate taxes, the deficit grows. Is it worth it? Who knows? And goodbye to the CEO of Nokia from Marketplace.org.
Marketplace's Bill Radke. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.